16th chapter. A few passages I'm going to read this evening and then just make three brief observations concerning the subject of, and it sounds rather mundane and unspiritual, but church business. With a title of tonight's message as Church Business Involves You. And we're going to consider a few passages here very briefly. Matthew 16, verses 13 through 18. Again, a bit different than we would normally do on a Lord's Day evening, but Matthew 16, verses 13 through 18. Let's give our attention to the reading of God's holy word. Now, when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter replied, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." I'd like you to stay there in Matthew and turn forward to the 28th chapter, to the very end. Matthew 28, we'll go ahead and pick up the reading in verse 16. Matthew 28, verses 16 to the end of the book, verse 20. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." I'd like you to turn forward now to the book of Romans. We could stop in Acts for our purposes tonight, but let's go ahead and go to the book of Romans, to the 15th chapter. And the 14th verse is where we'll begin our reading. Romans chapter 15. We'll read from 14 just to 29. We could read a larger swath of this passage, but this will be enough for us tonight. Paul writes, "I myself am satisfied about you, my brothers, that you yourselves are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, and able to instruct one another. But on some points I have written to you very boldly by way of reminder, because of the grace given me by God to be a minister of Christ Jesus to the Gentiles in the priestly service of the gospel of God, so that the offering of the Gentiles may be acceptable, sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In Christ Jesus, then, I have reason to be proud of my work for God. For I will not venture to speak of anything except what Christ has accomplished through me to bring the Gentiles to obedience by word and deed, by the power of signs and wonders, by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and all the way around to Illyricum, I have fulfilled the ministry of the gospel of Christ, and thus I make it my ambition to preach the gospel, not where Christ has already been named, lest I build on someone else's foundation. But as it is written, those who have never been told of him will see, and those who have never heard will understand. This is the reason why I have so often been hindered from coming to you. But now, since I no longer have any room for work in the regions, in these regions, and since I have longed for many years to come to you, I hope to see you in passing as I go to Spain and to be helped on my journey there by you, once I have enjoyed your company for a while. At present, however, I am going to Jerusalem bringing aid to the saints. For Macedonia and Achaia have been pleased to make some contribution to the poor among the saints at Jerusalem. For they were well pleased to do it, and indeed they owe it to them. For if the Gentiles have come to share in their spiritual blessings, they ought also to be of service to them in material blessings. When therefore I have completed this and have delivered to them what has been collected, I will leave for Spain by way of you. I know that when I come to you, I will come in the fullness of the blessing of Christ. We're going to end our reading there and actually have you turn back now to Acts chapter 15. Again, more could be read at this point, but I'll read just the first 11 verses. So please follow along as I read verses 1 through 11 of Acts chapter 15. But some men came down from Judea and were teaching the brothers, "Unless you are circumcised according to the custom of Moses, you cannot be saved." And after Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and debate with them, Paul and Barnabas and some others were appointed to go up to Jerusalem to the apostles and the elders about this question. So being sent on their way by the church, they passed through both Phoenicia and Samaria, describing in detail the conversion of the Gentiles, and brought great joy to all the brothers. When they came to Jerusalem, they were welcomed by the church and the apostles and the elders, and they declared all that God had done with them. But some believers who belonged to the party of the Pharisees rose up and said, "It is necessary to circumcise them and to order them to keep the law of Moses." The apostles and the elders were gathered together to consider this matter. And after there had been much debate, Peter stood up and said to them, "Brothers, you know that in the early days God made a choice among us, that by my mouth the Gentiles should hear the word of the gospel and believe. And God, who knows the heart, bore witness to them by giving them the Holy Spirit just as he did to us. And he made no distinction between us and them, having cleansed their hearts by faith. Now, therefore, why are you putting God to the test by placing a yoke on the neck of the disciples that neither our fathers nor we have been able to bear? But we believe that we will be saved through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, just as they will." I want to keep reading verse 12 and following. And all the assembly fell silent, and they listened to Barnabas and Paul as they related what signs and wonders God had done through them among the Gentiles. After they finished, James replied, "Brothers, listen to me. Simon has related how God first visited the Gentiles to take from them a people for his name. And with this, the word of the prophets agree, just as it is written, 'After this, I will return and I will rebuild the tent of David that has fallen. I will rebuild its ruins and I will restore it, that the remnant of mankind may seek the Lord. And all the Gentiles who are called by my name, says the Lord, who makes these things known from of old. Therefore, my judgment is that we should not trouble those of the Gentiles who turn to God, but should write to them to abstain from the things polluted by idols and from sexual immorality and from what has been strangled and from blood. For from ancient generations, Moses has had in every city those who proclaim him, for he is read every Sabbath in the synagogues." And we could go on here. We read here that the The apostles and the elders there made a report, and they sent that report down to the churches, and they sent it with messengers to go and tell everybody the decisions that had been made. Let's take a brief moment in prayer and ask for God's blessing on His Word tonight. Father, we thank You for Your Word, and we thank You for the historicity of it, and we thank You for the inclusion of details of the life and the functioning of the local congregations of Your people. And we pray that tonight You might give us a more invested posture towards the business of Your church, that it would concern us and it would involve us, and that we would desire to be involved in a greater way as members of this church. Thank You for what You're doing through this small denomination, the Reformed Presbyterian Church of North America. We pray that You would keep us faithful to You. We pray that You would keep Your lampstand among us. We thank You for the promises that Jesus has given us, that He would never leave us or forsake us, and that He would build His church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Please bless our brief time now as we consider some matters from Your Word, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.